Chapter 4, Time's Running Out. Dear Diary, I absolutely positively have to write my essay this weekend, and I still don't have any ideas. Even when I create make-believe newspapers to entertain Mom, Dad, and Grandma Kate, it is just about little things, like storm of orange butterflies hits Lazy Acres, or Maisie the horse gives birth to twins. That's about as exciting a headline as you're going to get around here. Well, I'd better stop goofing off and write that essay. But about what? Hey, who's here? I don't know anybody who drives a fancy red car. Dear Diary, it was Grandma Kate. She sure is full of surprises. She said she was tired of driving the big gray station wagon around. See, an old dog can learn new tricks, she said, winking at me. We all went out to the porch to visit. I was having such a fine time that I didn't have the heart to tell Grandma Kate that I was supposed to be doing homework. Then it was time for Matthew's nap. Then Dad excused himself to go mend a fence post that some of the deer had chewed down to a toothpick. I was just about to tell Grandma Kate my terrible problem. "I brought you something, Jocelyn," said Grandma Kate. "I figure you're old enough to appreciate it now, and I want to give it to you while I'm still around to hear what you think of it." She handed me a little package. As I folded back the tissue paper, I saw an old notebook with a green silk cover. When I opened it up, the pages made a sound like leaves in the fall, and there was a faint smell of vanilla. "Dear Diary," it began. Big round letters looped across the page as neatly as a row of zinnias in our flower garden. The blue ink had faded a little, and I could see the mark left by a pressed leaf that must have fallen out a long, long time ago. Then I saw the words Lazy Acres. "I kept that diary when I was your age," said Grandma Kate. "The city sure is fun, but I have never loved a place like I love this place."